Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather sponsored by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 80 degrees right now in Detroit. It looks like they're going to play. Greg Brown was speculating there was rain in the forecast. There is, but not until 9 o'clock. So I bet this game goes off without a hitch, but it's getting it done in time, and they should. 6:40 start. Games now are generally 2.5 hours, but they're probably around 2 hours when Scooble's on the mound for Detroit, mowing down batters, and it is the Pirates lineup after all. So my guess is that game is done before 9 o'clock, and you hope that the Pirates win the game 1-0. That was Adam Schefter on TJ Watt. He thinks Micah Parsons is going to get more money. He thinks Watt is going to get paid more like Max Crosby than Myles Garrett, which I am flummoxed by. That would be a major surprise to me, because that would be an admission on Watt's part that he's not worth what Myles Garrett is worth. Or it would be an unbelievable job by the Steelers of persuading Watt that the money Myles Garrett got was one of these Browns follies, one of these Browns moments of stupidity, of which there are many, and what they do has no bearing on what the rest of the NFL does. But here's the problem with that take. Adam Schefter just said he thinks Micah Parsons is going to get more money than Myles Garrett. So Myles Garrett is not an outlier contract like Deshaun Watson if Dallas is just going to turn around and give Parsons more money than that. So that's why I do think this is going to be complicated. I continue to say that. I don't think that this will necessarily have a happy ending the way that it did a few years ago when Watt stormed into Art Rooney's office and said, I'll take less. I'm ready to go. I want to get back on the field, and then went out without any training camp and preseason and looked like a monster against the Bills. An upset win on the road against a great team, and Mike Tomlin called him an alien after that game. You're not hearing Mulsey's voice because he's on vacation. You're not hearing Donnie's voice because he's on vacation. We just caught Harry Callis red-handed going back to this U.S. Open fiasco, thanks to Mike Florio, who's worked at NBC for almost 2 decades, telling us how the producers there asked for audio, and it now seems very unlikely and borderline impossible that NBC wouldn't reach out for us for a clip. So they did, and Harry just sent himself, which would have been fine if he had just admitted that right off the bat.
Harry has decided to attack us again on Twitter.
Oh, great. What now?
He goes, quote, imagine you have a prime talk show and you can talk sports in such a great town like Pittsburgh, but you choose to defame a colleague for a week with baseless speculation. You guys need to do better.
I would say back to him, well, then why did Crowley talk about it, and why did the midday show talk about it too? So is he now calling out every single show here?
And why did he spend his entire early morning show yesterday trying to defend himself?
I didn't know that, because I don't listen to that show.
And the first comment is, why would NBC Sports just take audio from a station? I'm with Pony and Dom.
Who said that? Someone reputable?
Someone random on Twitter.
But did you get the sense that this random person probably is a intelligent, hardworking,
absolutely
smart, okay,
absolutely
good. Those are the type of people that I want in my corner on this. Now, I'm not going to make the whole show about Callis, but he also, along the lines of what I'm saying about TJ Watt, he also took Cleveland's side in this debate. Did you know about this?
I'm not.
Yeah. So they do this thing on the morning show in Cleveland called Around the AFC North. And they invite people on from Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh once a week to talk about the state of the teams there. And so once in a while, they'll have me on to give the Steelers' perspective on things. So they're in Cleveland, and of course, the conversation turns into TJ Watt's status. And I said, because I believe this, that TJ Watt deserves more money than Myles Garrett. I've also said, if I were the Steelers, I wouldn't give it to him. So that's why you have this conundrum. But I do think he's worth more than Myles Garrett because he's better than Myles Garrett. And as you would expect, low IQ Cleveland sports fans could not wrap their minds around the fact that people here think that Watt is better than Garrett. So I have a quick clip of this interaction. And you can tell me, Dom, and you can also tell me out there listening, 412-928-9370, who got the better of this. Now, the host, his name is Ken Carmen. He really says a lot without really saying anything. Words come out of his mouth, but they really don't make a lot of sense. Saying, asked me first about Watt, and I said Watt's better than Garrett. And then prodded me and badgered me to tell him why Watt is better. So here's the audio.
You really believe that?
All the stats and facts back that up.
What are, I'm curious, Pony, what are those numbers that indicate that?
Every single one. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, forced fumbles.
Who do you think the majority of teams would rather have playing for their football team, TJ Watt or Myles Garrett?
So you're going to ask me some nebulous thought.
I'm going to ask you a question that you know the answer to that you don't want to answer.
I'm hypothetically trying
to. I'm going to ask you a question that you don't want to answer.
And I'm trying to answer.
Because you know I'm right.
You want me to get in the head of John Spytek and Tom Telesco and try to figure out.
Because you know I'm right. Yeah, you can get your head. You can get the head of anybody.
All right.
Of Bobby Bethard. You can get the head of anybody you want to. You know I'm right.
All right. What has Myles Garrett done better than T.J. Watt in his career? Give me a stat.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was one-on-one.
Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a play. Help this team win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0 versus T.J. Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player? Is that what you're telling
Does
me?
Does it hurt the argument? No. So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starks is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me – oh, you think that people – you think that people don't try to say that? You think that people don't try to use that on anything? No. You think that people don't try to do that? And then you're trying to say that they play different positions. Wow. Please.
I can't believe – and they have a great relationship with Joe Thomas there. I don't know why he – dilutes himself to go on the air there and hang out with those guys and talk football with them. If I were in Ken's shoes in that discussion or argument, and I say to him, or someone says to me, I'm pretending I'm Ken, I'm much heavier and I'm much dumber, and someone says to me, oh, so you're saying Max Starks is better than Joe Thomas? If I'm Ken, who loves Joe Thomas and is friends with Joe Thomas, the first thing out of my mouth is, no way Thomas is better. I don't say, oh, you don't think that people make that argument all the time? Who is, by the way, who is making that argument? That's the quality of caller they get into their station where people say things like Max Starks is better than Joe Thomas? I get the playoff wins with coaches and quarterbacks because they have way more agency than the other players do. I do think it's fair to point out, and I have, that it's difficult to give Watt so much money when he doesn't impact games, big games, as much as we want him to. But to say that Garrett is better because he won a playoff game here and Watt lost that game, so what, that's the only game when they play each other that matters? Let's pull up their records. By the way, last year, what was Myles Garrett's record when he played and what was TJ Watt's record? I mean, I'm a guess they're calling in. They have total control over the situation, and yet they just lost an argument so badly there. And you know how you know it's a bad argument on their part? There's a co-host, you heard his voice only once there in like 2 minutes, Anthony Lima. If it was a good point by his co-host, he would have backed him up, don't you think, Dom? He wanted to distance himself from that conversation because he knew that his host there was making the show look bad, essentially.
Agreed. And I gave you credit because you were going into a road game in a very volatile situation, and I thought you held your own very well. I agree that playoff wins mean something, but in the end, you can do stats and numbers, and you can do eye test. And saying Myles Garrett is better than TJ Watt is simply a homer take by a Cleveland host.
So, okay, so even if he says playoff wins, all right, there's one feather in the cap of Garrett. Watt has him beaten sacks, 108 to 102. He has him beaten quarterback hits, 225 to 200. He has him beaten tackles for loss, 126 to 116. He has him beaten forced fumbles, 33 to 20. So tell me again what Garrett does better. I'm all ears.
It's a losing argument.
And to bring things full circle, Callis sided with the Cleveland hosts.
And did he really?
Yes.
Do you think Callis can name three Browns players right now? Let's be honest.
I don't think he knows that the Browns left Cleveland for a period of time and became the Ravens, and they had to bring back an expansion team that was called the Browns.
Do you think Callis knows the Browns head coach?
No, I don't. Do you?
No, I do not.
They do that Quiz Callis thing. Do you think he could name 10 NFL head coaches?
Man, it'd be close.
I think he'd get John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, and I think he might be... But then again, no, I think he would do badly.
There are odds, good odds, that he throws out Bill Belichick.
No, I think he knows that Belichick's out because he's dating the 20-year-old girl now, and that's made like news that's crossed over from sports. But I wouldn't, like, gun to my head, feel confident that he was going to get that right.
Nor should you.
I am in a very weird place on TJ Watt. It's almost like when your little brother gets picked on by the kid next door and you get upset about what that kid did, but then you hypocritically turn around and you make fun of your brother for the same thing. And you rationalize it by saying, he's my brother, so that's why I'm allowed to do it and you're not. That's how I feel about Watt. I don't like hearing, because I disagree with it, that Garrett's better. That gets on my nerves. Because I don't think it's true, and I hate the arguments that Cleveland uses to further that argument. But then I turn around and I say things like, I wouldn't give him the money because of the way he's played here and the way he's played in big games. Now, if Ken had said in that argument, you know, I think Myles Garrett has played better in big games than Watt, okay, I'd have to listen to that. I don't know Garrett's stats in playoff games off the top of my head. Maybe you could bring him up, Dom. But I'd have to at least, like, not call him an idiot like I did and not bring up Max Starks versus Joe Thomas like I did. So.
All right, trying to pull up the playoff
log
stats here. Yeah.
Aditi Kinkabwala joins us next. She'll be a great guest on all this because... She does work for both. She lives here and she's worked for Cleveland in the preseason. And now she's covering the entire league for CBS. Congratulations on all her success.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
15 minutes away from a Donnie football debrief, sans Donnie, who's in Delaware on vacation. Malzie's in Florida, sent me pictures of his kids sleeping at the pool. I will be leaving for Myrtle Beach this weekend, and we have at least a 9-hour drive ahead of us that we have to make during the day and not overnight. So people have been texting me their advice. Most people are telling me that this is going to be the drive from hell. And it's going to be pure nightmare stuff. Which I don't even get mad at because it's just people keeping it real with me. Aditi Kinkabwala is a mother of two. She joins us right now. NFL on CBS reporter based in Pittsburgh, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, have you made a long drive with your kids yet?
Oh, absolutely. And every child is different. My son was fantastic on long drives. My daughter, not so much. She's almost 6 years old and still on a 5-minute drive will complain about her seatbelt and how she has a stomachache from her seatbelt. So we actually just did do 5.5 hours up to Cornell, and it was not even remotely fun. I'll tell you that.
Well, everyone has texted.
I mean, the weekend was, not the drive.
Everyone has texted in and said, why don't you just go at 2 or 3 in the morning? The problem is, for some reason that I don't have, we can't do that. My wife told me why we can't leave in the middle of the night, but I wasn't really paying attention. I'm sure it was a good reason, and I'm afraid to ask her again for the reason why we can't do that.
Okay, but what are nap times right now?
There's only one, and okay, it's usually around 1 or 2.
Okay, so that will hopefully be a longer nap in the middle of this or at the end of this trip.
Yeah, probably more like the middle or maybe even not quite to the middle. But
I mean, just make sure you're not stopping during nap time.
Yeah. Well, like, that we've got that under control, but
yes, definitely get the stops in. Try to
it's
get
the 7 hours
in,
around
get
the nap
belly full.
That suck. It's that part that's going to be an epic struggle. So,
or maybe she'll surprise you. I mean, you haven't done a drive like this.
No, we've
yet,
done
right?
much shorter drives, but much like the maladies that seem to afflict your daughter, we get some of that too. Her hand needs held. She starts to complain about certain things. Grab this, grab that. Why are we stuck is what she says when we're at a red light. I mean, she's an unbelievable, like, backseat driver.
Does she like music? Will she look at books?
For short periods of time. Never to the point where we need to get through something as hellacious as this. So.
And you're not screen people, right? Would you give her a movie on an iPad?
We haven't done it, but I'm not opposed to it just to get through this. Other people keep talking about like Benadryl and things like that. So
that's so mean. Dragging a baby.
I know that would be the nuclear option.
My mom apparently did that to me. They took me to India when I was less than a year old.
Yeah.
This is like all the stuff that comes out later in life.
Yep.
And my mom was like, oh yeah, I gave you Benadryl. I was like, you drugged me to fly to India? Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks. That explains why I don't do math well. You messed with my little brain.
Well, speaking of little brains, that's a great segue into talking about Ken Carmen. Because he invited me on this morning, and we got into Myles Garrett versus T.J. Watt discussion.
You probably didn't have to hold back on Myles Garrett.
We have 45 seconds of this. I'd like to play it for you, and you can tell me, as a media ombudsman and as someone who knows both of us, who do you think got the better end of things? Here it goes.
What has Myles Garrett done better than T.J. Watt in his career?
Now, win a playoff game.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was one-on-one.
Like, win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0 versus T.J. Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player? Is that what you're telling
me? Does it hurt the argument?
So
thank you very much.
Say whatever
you want. You know I'm right. So take
you're
up the
right
air.
You're right because the defensive end won a playoff game and an edge rusher didn't.
So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starks is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me, you think that people don't try to use that on anything? No.
All right, how do you think we did?
Wow, you guys call each other names on air? Did you really just say, you idiot?
I mean, because I thought he was making an idiotic point, so that was the first word that popped into my head.
I was talking to Ken yesterday morning, actually.
We
chatted at length.
Yeah.
About
did he name call and question all of your opinions?
No.
And okay, interesting.
And I have really good opinions, so let's be honest.
Well,
I'm really informed, educated.
He said that Myles Garrett was better because of one game that got played here in 2020. That's not a good opinion.
No. Yeah,
and then when I brought up Max Starks versus Joe Thomas, his first instinct wasn't to say, well, obviously that's ridiculous. It was people say that here. What a horrible defense for what I would assume is a good friend of his. You'd think he would stick up for Joe Thomas there, but apparently not. Huh.
That's not a valid. We did actually on the air talk about being limited by how your team does. And for example, the defensive player of the year vote this year, and how anybody and everybody you talk to would say that you feel Myles Garrett in a game more than you do any other defensive player. But how do you make the defensive player of the year a guy whose team only won 3 games? And to your point, a defensive end, an outside linebacker, these guys can't on their own win games. They can't on their own drive their team to victory.
Now, if Ken had said Watt needs to perform better in big games, I would agree with him. But he boiled it down to one game.
But you could also turn around and say that Myles Garrett needs to be the teammate that T.J. Watt is.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I don't have that information.
Myles Garrett needs to be the guy in the locker room that T.J. Watt is.
I'm not in the locker room. See, you needed to text me before I went on there and give me this ammunition that I don't have.
I would have given you some of that. But, you know, I gave that on the air to Ken Carmen anyway, so he knows all that.
Oh, so he purposely didn't bring it up.
It's so easy to sit here and say Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or Micah Parsons or T.J. Watt. It's really not apples to apples. Everybody brings something different, and it's what do you value most and what does your organization need the
most
of.
So
if the Browns had better leadership, if you have a team that has really, really strong leadership, then you take Myles Garrett for all of the obvious otherworldly physical skill and the way that he can affect a game single-handedly, no matter where he plays on that line. But my
issue with that is, and this is why I like, we have more civil conversations, you and I, than what, you know, passes for a nice discussion there, is that if I was having a debate with someone about two athletes who basically played the same position and one guy had better stats in every single category, I don't understand how the other person could say, no, you're wrong, this other player is still better. And that's Watt versus Garrett.
Okay, but again, stats are not the only thing that tells the story.
I understand that, but when it's so one-sided.
I'll say this to you, though. I would say to you that me personally, if it was my club, if I was the coach, if I was the GM, I would want T.J. Watt. And I would
Ken said all 32
Watt
GMs would take
all,
Garrett.
I'm happy to call Ken and say, Ken, that's not an accurate statement right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
I will say this, though. For me, it's all the other things that T.J. brings that you and I talked about ad nauseum last week. The teammate that he is, the way that he helps everybody around him, how he shows up, how he makes everyone around him play better by virtue of who he is. His lack of ego in terms of addressing what he knows needs to get better. I care about all of those things. If I had an unbelievably strong quarterback, if I had Tom Brady leading my team, then I might choose Myles Garrett because I don't really need a defensive leader. I have such an exceptional leader. This guy leads my whole club. He'll keep everybody in line. Even if my great defensive player is a narcissist, he'll have him in line. That's what a Tom Brady would do. But that's not what we're talking about with either of these clubs right now.
Have you
But why were you even having this? This feels like the never-ending argument.
Well, they brought
fans and Cleveland fans. T.J. Watt versus.
They brought
Miles
me
Garrett
on for their segment where they talked to people in other AFC North cities, and they asked a very disrespectful question, like, "Oh, is Myles Garrett always in T.J. Watt's head? Is everything he's doing, constantly thinking about Watt?"
Apparently it was Adam Crowley who said that, right? Because I got asked about that too. Is T.J. Watt's whole contract situation being held up because of Myles Garrett? And my response to that is T.J. Watt is not that petty. This is not about, I need one penny more than Myles Garrett.
But I would say he deserves one penny more than Myles Garrett.
That's fine. I mean, but that's a different conversation. Yeah. This isn't T.J. Watt's line in the
sand. Well,
I like it better.
I know. I like it better when we blame them, though, and not one of the guys who works at our station.
I'm just saying that's how it was phrased to me.
Have you watched any of the Rodgers Netflix series?
I have watched a little bit of it.
Why are you saying it in that voice?
I have had to spend a fair amount of time around Aaron Rodgers, where my job is to focus on what he is bringing his team and what he is bringing on the field. And sometimes I am better off if there are other pieces of information that don't really have much impact on what he is bringing his team or what he is bringing on the field, not cluttering my mind.
Ah, okay. So it's like, I won't say willful ignorance or ignorance is bliss, but it's like you just don't want to pollute your brain with things that you see in a documentary series about them? Along those lines?
I mean, I might go back and watch fully again. My my former Steeler player chat group, my friends, they were several of them were fascinated by it. I do know.
Yes?
It's hard because we are not only one thing. None of us are only one thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes in a situation like that, you can be skewed to see or feel or believe one thing.
Well, that's typically how documentaries work.
The story.
Yes, there's an agenda and they kind of work their way back from what the point is that they're trying to make.
Right. And if you are in the business of doing your best not to be biased by outside noise and instead focusing on observation and reporting and evidence that you yourself acquire and that is relevant to the job at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what do you do about that? I don't know. Does that disappoint you?
No,
it sounds like you're a little disappointed.
No, just the voice you made me think that there was going to be like something salacious there, and there was just like a perfectly reasonable answer that you gave me, which is fine.
I love that you're always disappointed when I give a perfectly reasonable.
No,
answer.
I'm not always disappointed.
How long do you know me? Do I give salacious though? I feel like I'm very careful.
Sometimes.
At least when we're on the radio.
We've got to run, but by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Jeremy Fowler put out a story that basically said, hey, the Steelers traded George Pickens because they didn't think George Pickens and Aaron Rodgers were going to get along. And I'm like, I wonder who said that.
Who told you first?
Yeah.
Who told you first?
I wonder who's been...
And how long ago? Who's been beating that drum for you?
Well, I stole the drum and started beating it myself. I actually gave myself the credit, but now I do agree.
You did, not me.
But now, you're right, I have to share it with you. All right, Aditi, we'll talk next week.
Sharon, how about I'm the one that planted it in your head in the first place?
Yeah, good point. All right, have a good one. See ya.
Yeah, good luck on the drive,
Thank you. I'll report back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Twisted.
Time for a Downey football debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Now Donnie's on vacation, so instead we have intern Dom's debrief. We have a Judge Donnie segment next hour. Jeff Hathorn will be the judge, and it'll be me versus Dom. And the topic will be, will the Steelers win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers? You will be arguing for that, and I will be arguing against it.
This is very exciting.
Debrief brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. By the way, Saloni's sponsoring a new segment called Breaking Bread. And Donnie had lunch with Pat Fryermuth, and that conversation is up on our YouTube channel. So go check that out.
Is that a play on Breaking Bad?
No.
You think it's just because they're breaking bread together?
I thought it was cool if they were going to use like a Breaking Bad theme song to introduce it, but no. Maybe a tiny bit of a missed opportunity there, given how popular Breaking Bad was. But then you don't want people to think like the tone of these conversations are like Breaking Bad-esque.
Yeah, talking with Pat about...
Yeah, these are casual conversations where you're trying to get to know the other person. What happened to the music? There it is. All right, what do you have for us, Dom?
All right. So this is a multiple story debrief.
Okay.
We'll start with number one. So according to the New York Post, which, take it as you will, Aaron Rodgers' family reportedly does not believe that he actually got married this offseason. And apparently, public legal records show that he is not married. So.
Oh, wow.
Just a public interest story.
Okay, I have some thoughts on it. I think the second part is entirely possible. I think he could do some spiritual wedding where he exchanges his version of vows in rings and stuff or whatever they want to do in front of people that they care about and want to be there. And they don't even do any of the legal paperwork that goes with it. Given Aaron Rodgers' personality and what we know about him, I think that's absolutely on the table. The other part where his family's like, yeah, we don't even recognize that, I don't have an answer there. Other than we know that they're estranged, we know they're not close, and maybe they're thinking about it like, if we weren't there, it doesn't count. You know, yep. Like our son gets married in air quotes, and he doesn't even like let bygones be bygones enough to invite us there. We're not going to recognize it as a real marriage. I don't know. That's my theory.
Now, he does have the ring, and he did say in his opening press conference that he is married.
Yep.
But this is now saying he's not, so...
Well, I think legally... I think it's very, very possible that he's not legally married.
Is it true? You hear this bandied about.
How about immunized versus... or the two words he used there.
Non-immunized?
Well, no, remember he... Oh, versus vaccinated. He got asked if he was vaccinated, and he said, immunized. So maybe this is another version of that where he's like, I'm married, but you didn't ask me if I'm legally married, so I didn't lie to you. One of those deals.
Oh, God.
He is a complicated guy, and he is the horse you're riding all the way to the promised land. But I will say, like, just because he's got kind of a strange personal life doesn't mean that he's going to be a bad quarterback. The only time I connect those two things is when I feel like his full attention is not on football, and I do think he is a distracted person, and I think that obviously is a big deal when you're 41 years old. Your second story.
Second story, we talked about this somewhat earlier, but Adam Schefter is going to be a sideline reporter for the Travelers Championship, a golf event on ESPN+, and he now says that being a golf reporter in the future is something that would interest him. Do you want to see more Shefty?
No, and I would tell him that he needs to slow down. Woj got burnt out, and he was just doing basketball, and he said he knew he hit rock bottom when he was putting a phone in a plastic bag, and he was still texting and receiving messages from people while he was showering because he didn't want to get the phone wet, and he didn't want to take 5 minutes to not be on top of something. I totally get you're driven, you're career-oriented. You know, Adam Schefter probably is thinking to himself, they've already given me gobs of money to cover football. If I can branch out into something else, I build this media empire for myself even more. But, I mean, unless... I don't know his family situation. I thought he was married, and he has at least, I think, a stepchild. I don't know if he has a kid of his own, too. I don't know. I just, as a guy that loves work, I still think you need a little bit of work-life balance and just trying to say, I'm now going to be the premier golf insider. Stick to the number one sport in America that everybody follows you for and hangs on your every word for. Let somebody else break in as the golf insider, you know? Leave that opportunity for somebody else to become that guy in that space.
That was my thing. And also, he has an unbelievable gig right now. He is one of the voices in football. And now you say you want to go to golf? Come on, man.
Well, he wouldn't leave football for golf. He's trying to do both. He's trying to do everything.
But there's really, unless this was a goal of his when he was younger, to cover golf, and this is a dream job for him, it just doesn't make any sense. Maybe he was so moved by the Open at Oakmont.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's it. Because what were the ratings for that, by the way?
Worst since 2020, COVID golf.
And why do you think that was?
Rain delay.
Anything else?
Not a lot of people everybody knew at the leaderboard.
Just checking. All right, thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.